A study on harm caused by prescribed medication has found that older people are more likely to have problems and that up to 20% of cases are preventable. To tell us more about the study and what we might learn from it, I'm joined by lead author Dr. Sharon Leach, who's an Otago University Senior Lecturer in the Department of General Practice and Rural Health. Hi there, Sharon.
Good afternoon.
Nice to chat to you. What are we talking about when we talk about harm caused by prescribed medication?
So what we were looking at in this study was all of the harms that we could observe in general practice notes. And then a lot of that, about 60% of that, was attributable to medication of some kind. And if that medication had been prescribed in the general practice record, then it was included in this study.
Could you give us an example of the sort of thing we might be talking about there?
Yeah, sure. So basically, our definition of harm was quite broad, and we tried to make it as patient-focused as possible. So our definition of harm was any physical, emotional, or even financial negative consequences to patients arising from prescribing in general practice beyond the usual consequences of care and not attributable to the patient's health conditions. So some of those things like rashes, feeling dizzy and tired, nausea was probably about the most common harm, but also more severe things like recurrent falls, fractures. We had a few heart attacks, and three people died as a result of prescribing in this study.
Why did you set out to do this research?
Well, we know from other studies that medication causes harm. About 3% of all hospital admissions are estimated to be attributable to medication. But what we didn't know and didn't have a very clear picture of was what was actually happening in general practice. There had been some studies done around the world, but we didn't know what was happening in New Zealand. So this study really aimed to examine general practice records to find out what the story is here.
And were you surprised by what you found?
I think when you look at similar sorts of studies that have been done overseas, our rates are somewhat comparable with those studies. So, I mean, it's always horrible to realise that, prescribing for patients causes harm, but I think in light of what had already been published, it was probably within the scope of what we would expect. So no, probably nothing too surprising, even though obviously it's unpleasant to think that your prescribing is harming your patients rather than helping them.
So what's going on here? What did you find exactly? And what's the story behind the stats?
Sure. So one of the main things we were trying to establish is what the incident rate of harm is in general practice, and so what we were able to work out from our study was that if you take 1,000 patients over 1 year, about 74 of them will experience medication related harm, and of those patients, 15.6 of them of those patients experience harm would have experienced a preventable medication related harm, and then in that same 1,000 patients, about one hospitalisation will be attributed to medication related harm. So the numbers overall are kind of low, but if you're thinking about trying to save money from a health system perspective, preventing harms and preventing hospitalisations is a big motivator.
Not to mention that each of those patients have families too, so it's a big deal for the people involved. Yeah. And what does it suggest, though, that you talk about this being not necessary or avoidable, I think, or preventable is your word, being preventable harm. So if it's preventable, why isn't it being prevented?
Well, the rating was potentially preventable or preventable. So that's based on the judgment of our GP reviewers in the study, and the sorts of things that we were particularly looking for was medication prescribed when it shouldn't have been prescribed, or you know, if that medication hadn't been prescribed, the harm wouldn't have occurred. So a common cause of harm in the study was a result of polypharmacy, when people are taking lots and lots of different medications all together, and then the additive effect can be quite serious. For example, if someone's on three or four different medications that lowers their blood pressure and then they feel dizzy and fall over, you know, that's a potentially preventable harm. If someone's known to be allergic to Dispirin or aspirin and they're prescribed aspirin, you know, that is a preventable harm. And then there's some things that are rarer. If someone's, you know, prescribed a combination of medication that interferes with their heart rhythm and results in a heart attack, you know, obviously that's a far more severe scenario. So there's a lot of things that that are potentially preventable, but it's reasonably complex when you're sitting there with a patient. They've got a lot of different health conditions, and we know that multi-morbidity is increasing. When they've got a lot of health conditions, you know, the recommended treatment for all those health conditions is more medication usually. So you've got multi-morbidity and polypharmacy, and it's not necessarily straightforward treating those complex patients in a really safe way.
Yeah, also, you know,
most of the time, people are fine. You know, they don't have harms even when they're prescribed medications that potentially interact with each other. It's just sometimes they do.
Yeah, and your research found this is more likely to affect older people. Obviously, older people take more medication right, and more different sorts of medications. Is the amount to which they were additionally affected a direct reflection of that, or is there something else going on?
Well, look, we looked at those numbers pretty carefully, and when we were looking at the risk of harm by age, we did statistically adjust for the effect of things like gender, ethnicity, and number of medications. So it seems that just being older alone, not necessarily the effect of more likely to have more medications, puts you at increased risk. So patients aged 60 to 74 years had about double the risk of experienced medication-related harm, and those over 75 years had about three times the risk. So there seems to be something else going on there apart from the fact those people also were more likely to have more medications.
What do you hope people do with your research?
Well, I hope, and I know that people already are very careful with what they take, but, you know, some of the most common harms related to antibiotics and pain medicine, and I think there's a time to take medication and there's a time to be appropriately cautious about the medication that you're taking. What our next steps are to develop patient information sheets for some conditions, and what we're hoping is that if people are aware of the risks of their medication, they'll be, you know, at least a little empowered to discuss their concerns with their healthcare providers and hopefully more actively participate in shared decision making about their medication.
Good stuff. Thanks for your time today. I really enjoyed talking to you.
Thank you very much, Jesse.
Dr. Sharon Leach with some new research on harm caused by prescribed medication in New Zealand. 2101 is the text number, or Jesse at rnz.co.nz.